start using cutting-edge Warp Speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well,
non-brand
service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial. It's Friday, so you already know it's going to be a Safety FM mini episode.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
This episode of the broadcast and the podcast is brought to you by Aero. The next generation error reduction and mitigation system. For more information, go to aerohp.com.
Well, hello and welcome to Safety FM. This is Jay Allen. I have to tell you, today's episode's not going to be the traditional standard safety show or even that kind of conversation. And the reason that I have decided to do this is because this week, as you are aware, we had the passing of Kobe Bryant and his daughter, Gigi. And there was also seven other passengers on the plane. John, Carrie, Elisa Altobelli, Christina Melzer, Sarah and Peyton Chester, Era Sabayan. So I know that the last seven names are probably not as popular as, of course, the name of Kobe Bryant and his daughter, Gigi. And probably as expected, because Kobe Bryant was known as an NBA superstar. And I have to tell you, a lot of people have reacted to this tragedy in a way that was unexpected to some extent. And I look at this and I kind of really had some questions this week. As I looked upon this tragedy, as I looked into more detail and was saddened by what occurred. And I looked at it and I was like, wow, as much as we don't want to believe it at times, tomorrow is not guaranteed. You need to appreciate the people that are around you. You need to appreciate the people that you work for. You need to appreciate the things that you have in life, because sometimes you just don't know what's going to happen next to you or to them. I have to tell you, on Sunday evening, this caused me to hold my wife a little bit tighter, bring my daughters a little bit closer, and realize that I am so thankful for what I have in my life. And I appreciate the things that have occurred to this point. And I appreciate you, the listener. And it's not something that is said normally often, but it's okay to show your love to other people. It is okay to tell other people how much they mean to you. Most of the times, we want to reference this when it's way too late. We need to take advantage of the time that we have now with the people that we love. I'm not saying today is going to be a day of reconciliation, but it's a day to give some thought to some of the hardships that you might have had with some people that are out there, some of the falling outs that you've had, and start thinking maybe it's time to change and appreciate it, because maybe that reconciliation that you're thinking that's going to happen later down the road, maybe it won't. Maybe you won't have that opportunity. And I'm not just saying you. This applies to me as much as it applies to the listeners. And I don't want this to come across as preachy, because I know that it's very easily on how it could. I'm really at a loss on what to say next. For now, I have been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. And until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
So do you feel like you're missing out on what everyone is starting to do now, that live streaming thing, and you don't know where to start or what to do? I have the resource and the information to provide to you in regards on how you can stream onto 40 social media platforms all at one time. Yes, that's 440 social media platforms all at one time. All you'll need to do is go to safetyfm.com/one. That's safetyfm.com/one. That's O-N-E. So just in case. And you'll be able to start live streaming just like you're hearing people starting to do right now, up to 40 social media platforms.